Hello everyone, this is your host Anna Guerra and welcome to episode 7 of Being a Microsoft Intern. I hope you guys are still digging the intro because it's gonna stay there unless someone else voices their own against opinion. So, it's been quite a while since I did a Being a Microsoft Intern episode, but I'm back at it and I have some news. One of them is I was recently in a group dinner with people from my company, and they're not the interns, actual people who work there who are from my department and others. And I was invited, whoo, cool. And I really got to know a few of my other people from my department better, also got to know people from other departments. So it's really cool. I'm starting to feel like starting to feel like I understand jokes better. I know what's happening in the company. I know who does what. And it's just a great feeling. And they seem like quite a nice group of people who are able to talk about interesting things and still be fun. That's the kind of people I'm into. So we went to this Lebanese restaurant. Never been to one before, but I thought the food was quite good. Although I had like the biggest headache ever. And when I got home, I actually threw up. That's something that happens to me. Clap if you've done this as well. But basically what happens is when I'm with a big migraine, big headache, and I don't go to sleep and I try to survive, what happens is I get so, so sick that I have a need to throw up. So when I finally got home, I went straight to the toilet and I threw up and I instantly felt a lot better. It's crazy. Although I still had a little bit of headache, and even when I went to sleep, when I woke up the next day, I still had a little bit of headache, but I just felt so much better after throwing up. So I went, yeah, to the Lebanese restaurant, quite a good place, expensive bill, you know, people from the company, they always bring you to like cool places, not the burger shops that you go. When you're a student, you go to the burger places. There are a bunch of them in Lisbon. They're cool. The places are nicely decorated. The food is good, but they're all cheap and they all sell hamburgers or pizzas. So it's nice to go for a change, but it was quite expensive. And I've been going out too much, eating out too much, and I need to really restrain myself. Whew. And now that I remember, there's something else that I was not going to share today, but I felt like it's relevant. I actually, on Monday, I went shopping and I went to buy work clothes. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I should be spending less as well. And everyone at the dinner was like crazy over Instagram because now we have pools on Instagram and everyone was using it and being silly and everything. And I can really see people like using it like, what should I wear today? This or this? Should I go out tonight? Yes or no? You know, it's gonna be really, really a madness. I haven't used it yet, but I probably will. And what else? I don't actually know what I'm saying. Brands. Yeah, I think brands can really use this, you know, because before with Instagram stories, it was a cool feature for brands, but it didn't have a lot of engagement. You could see just people who watched the story and see who they actually were, which is something that you can do here on Anchor as well. But now that people can vote, you can really see who's really engaged and who isn't and kind of do market research in a way. Like, what do you guys want us to do? This or that? Or what should we release? This? What country do you want to ship from? Bah. I can really see brands using that. And hopefully I will use it as well, either for my podcast or as part of the job at Microsoft. Who knows? What do you guys think about that feature? I would like to know some opinions, so if you have an opinion, call in and voice it over and let's talk about it. I think it's gonna be annoying to see people using it, but I feel like for brands it can be very interesting if they use it the right way. And you know what? I hate Mondays now. Now this is something that I've never said before. I actually really loved Mondays. I loved getting back to work at the time with my uni. It meant getting back to the uni and seeing my friends again and learning stuff. So I really enjoyed Mondays, and especially I think it's because I like to be out of the status quo, and everyone is super depressive on Mondays, and I just wanted to be super happy and positive and excited because life is good. But nowadays, I don't really like Mondays that much anymore. And you're probably thinking, oh, she doesn't like Mondays because it's her day of work. She has to go back to work. But I love my job. I love what I'm doing. So that's not really the case. The case is that on Mondays, it's usually the day where I have a lot of meetings because a lot of things need to be set at the beginning of the week so everyone on the team is aligned for what are we going to do during this week, what are the priorities, what decisions need to be made before we can dig into the work. So Mondays, I usually have a lot of meetings, and although I think client meetings are fun, but team meetings, I think they're quite boring. And a lot of meetings can be set through emails, in my opinion. Although the ones that I've been having, I do feel like they need to be, they need to exist. So it's not like I think they could be done through email. But yeah, I don't really like meetings unless they're client meetings because you get in contact with someone you're not usually in contact with. And you feel, I always feel like I learned so much, and it's great to be interacting with other people outside of the company and getting value for the company, and reinforcing relationships. I don't know. I just like meetings with people outside of the company better. But yeah, and because you're having so many meetings, the problem basically is you don't actually have time to do actual work, which is what I love to do. I love to be on the computer completely immersed in what I'm doing with my headphones on or not with headphones, and just concentrating on the work that I have to do. And I have my own plan, and I just go one task after each task, go through my to-do list. And when you have meetings, it kind of breaks the productivity a lot. Before, email was kind of upsetting me a little bit, but now I'm kind of used to it, and I know how I can block it, and I know which emails from each person are more important to answer straight away, and which ones I can kind of delay it. So yeah, it's just the meetings now. And I feel like the week gets better as it goes. I think for some people, I think they feel like their energy is draining out, and mostly like on Fridays don't even want to work anymore. I don't know, that's just kind of the impression that I have. But in my case, I actually get more excited over the week because I feel like people aren't asking me as many things, so I can concentrate on what I want to do more and focus more on each task that I have in hand without being disturbed by others. So I actually get more motivated as the week ends. And now Friday, I don't know how it's gonna be because a lot of people, like I said, are not... This is actually playing on Friday, but I'm recording this on Thursday. I'm stupid. But yeah, actually, today, I usually feel better on Fridays. But then you gotta go home because it's the weekend. You can't work at the company at the weekend. Weird, right? I've asked them, but they say no. And the last thing that I want to share today is that I'm actually skinnier since I've joined Microsoft. Now, why is that? It's essentially because I'm so focused on working, I'm so into my work that I actually forget to eat. It's crazy, right? I would never forget to eat while I was in university, when I was working at home. Actually, when I'm at home, I have everything at access, like close to me. I have the tea machine. I make teas. I have cappuccinos. I love cappuccinos. Then I have little like gums on my tray in the living room, and every like chocolate. So I usually eat like little meals, little snacks when I'm at home. But when I'm in Microsoft, although I do have access to those kinds of things, you know, there's free yogurt, there's some cookies, there are water bottles, obviously tea, coffee, that kind of thing. But for some reason, I just don't feel the need to do it. I do try to bring a water bottle and put it like in front of me in my desk, because if I see it, I drink a lot more. But otherwise, everything else, I just don't eat it as much. I just, right now, during work days, I'm eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I guess for some of you, that might sound normal, but here in Portugal, people usually have like a meal between breakfast and lunch, and they might have a meal between lunch and dinner. And I did that, especially the one between lunch and dinner. I kind of started not doing it as much when I moved to the UK, because they don't do it and they just eat dinner a lot earlier. In the UK, people eat dinner around 6, and in Portugal, we eat it at 8, maybe some families 7, but I think usually 8. At least in my family, we usually ate it at 8, even 9, and then university students eat it at like 10 because they're just gonna keep cramming for exams the whole night. You know what's up. So for me, it's weird now, but I don't feel like I need it. And I'm skinnier and I feel like I look better. I don't want to start some kind of scandal or people like saying, "Oh, you're not eating healthy, Anna. You're not giving a good example." But I'm probably not that famous enough for you to care. I'm not, I don't know. You tell me. But you guys got to trust me that I'm being healthy and I'm taking care of myself. Yeah? You trust me? But I want to get. I'm in the process of getting a locker. And once I have my locker, I'm gonna fill it with a bunch of snacks. I feel like that could be a good option. And if I have my own things, like I feel kind of self-conscious if I have to get other stuff. And because I'm an intern, like I don't know, sometimes I don't really know where the things are or how they work. And I kind of get scared and social anxiety. I know it's stupid, but that's how I feel. Not how you feel. So let me be me. And sometimes I guess that's one of the reasons why I don't go get food. But the main reason is because I just don't feel hungry to do it. So, yeah, guys, this was it for today's episodes. You know what's up. If you guys want to ask any question about what's happening at Microsoft, what's happening with Xbox, as long as it's a reasonable question, I will for sure answer it. I always love to have your questions. And if you guys want to share about your own experience in your first job, or what are you doing in your job currently, if you think it's interesting or you want to compare it to what I'm doing, anything really, I would love to hear it and share with everyone else on the station. So this is me tuning out today. Have a wonderful weekend. I will try to get back to you on Saturday and Sunday, but because I'm gonna be in my hometown, I don't know how it will be. But hello, not hello, goodbye. Hold on, I'm actually coming back because I realized I missed a very important point, which is another reason why I'm way skinnier now is because I work on the third floor of the Microsoft building in Lisbon. And I would frequently go up the stairs. Now I'm not doing it as much. I'm using the elevator more, but like during the first week, I would always do it by going up and down through the stairs. So going through three bunch of stairs every day, multiple times a day. That's quite an exercise. And another thing that's happening is for me to get to my work, what's happening is I have to walk to the subway, but not long, like 3 minutes, and then I get on the subway for about 45 minutes, and then I walk another about 15 minutes from the subway station, close, not actually that close, but the closest one to Microsoft, and then I have to walk 15 minutes to Microsoft every day, going in and back to work. And actually, when I do the return trip, you have to go up. So it's kind of a workout if you're going up the hill in a way. So there you go. Another reason why I'm skinnier since I joined Microsoft. Yay. Now I can officially say goodbye when not without saying hello. Actually, old people in Portugal, like my grandparents, they will instead of say hello when they see me in Portuguese, which would be olá. It's not hola like Spanish, it's olá. And they actually say adeus, which means goodbye in Portuguese. I don't know why they say that. So I'm just gonna say olá to say goodbye to you.